This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Rekha Gupta will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LG VK Saxena in Raj Nivas yesterday and staked claim to forming the new government. She won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as a general secretary of the BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as the chief minister today at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan. The oath of office in secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. Meanwhile, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that he has full faith in Rekha Gupta. He added that BJP's new Chief Minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. The Haryana government has appointed 1990 IAS officer Anurag Rastogi as the state's new chief secretary. According to a government order issued yesterday, Rastogi at present, financial commissioner, revenue and additional chief secretary, finance and planning has been posted as chief secretary. It said that Rastogi would also hold the charge of additional chief secretary, finance and planning. Notably, Haryana got a new chief secretary in a span of over 3 months. Outgoing Chief Secretary Vivek Joshi, a 1989 badge, Haryana Cadre IAS officer, was recently appointed as an election commissioner. India and Argentina has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with the Governor of Catamarca, Argentina Raul Alejandro Jalil, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has asserted that India is no longer just a follower. It is now leading the way in multiple fields. In an interview with a podcaster, he said the country is setting global benchmarks by offering leadership and pioneering innovations across sectors. He added that space docking experiment SPADEX is a testament to India's technological progress, paving the way for future space missions including Gaganyaan, Chandrayaan 4 and Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The minister said that the country has also emerged as a preferred destination for satellite launches, earning global credibility. He noted that the nation has successfully launched 433 foreign satellites, of which 396 were deployed in the last decade alone. Dr. Singh mentioned that the country has set an ambitious target of 100 gigawatts of nuclear energy by 2047, aiming to reduce the carbon emissions by 50%. The 9th Asia Economic Dialogue is being organized on today in Pune, Maharashtra. The Asia Economic Dialogue is External Affairs Ministry's annual flagship, Track 1.5 Dialogue in Geo-Economics. The 3-day dialogue is being co-hosted in collaboration with Pune International Center. 3 hardcore Naxalites were killed in an encounter with Hawk Force and District Police Force in Balaghat District of Madhya Pradesh yesterday. In the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy, Indian team, led by Rohit Sharma, will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium today. The tournament featuring the 8 top-ranked one-day international teams will be held across Pakistan and the UAE. The final will be played on 9th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.